on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Ankrey, Pat Bradley, and the most affordable co-host in Central Arkansas, Steve Shields of the UALR Trojans.
He is invaluable. And if that's what you mean by affordable, that's our buddy Coach Shields.
Is that like being infamous?
He's priceless. You know, our buddy Sterner, Clint Sterner, you know Sterner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he started up his own insurance company. Sterner and Havis Insurance, yeah. You need to give him a call, 501-955-3205. The website's qbinsurance.com. And no, he doesn't insure quarterbacks. He insures you for home, auto, life. He even does businesses. They're an independent agency, so what that means is they'll shop several insurance carriers to make sure you get the best deal possible. I'm talking they'll save families over $1,000 a year if you package the home, auto, life, because with the kids, with the auto, it can get very high. But if you give them a call, sort the phone call, 501-955-3205, you can quote, they'll quote you today, and you can start saving today.
Sterner.
Yeah, Clint.
The quarterback.
The quarterback,
Clint.
Clint
Sterner.
Sterner and Havis Insurance.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now what is that number?
501-955-3205. Coach,
give all of our listeners a chance to write it down.
You give him a call. And you could probably ask him about the upcoming football season, too, what he thinks. But also commercial packages and employee benefits.
Because Sterner was part of the what was the deal we recently had? Notice I include we.
Oh, Football 101.
Football 101.
Yeah.
Agree.
We need to have
Football
101.
We'll do Basketball 101 next year.
Because
we had
Baz and Sterner.
Yep. And Walt Coleman.
Walt Coleman was
Walt
great.
Walt Coleman was there, yeah.
Great Arkansan.
Coach.
And we also did a couple segments of it, didn't we?
Yes.
We didn't just do one.
No.
It was great.
Four.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You're impressed with my knowledge.
You obviously talked to somebody who went to this thing.
I can tell by you looking.
Was your wife there?
Yeah, where was your wife?
Your wife needs to come next year.
I don't think she.
She knew about it?
It was fun. Coach, we're looking at your schedule here, and
Ray Tucker was it too.
Schedule's out. Time to talk. You guys are playing the Milwaukee Bucks, November 19th. That'll be a tough game.
Not with the USA basketball team on his roster.
That's true. If you get
LeBron,
no problem.
The whole crew.
Hey, Jimmy Boeheim came out and said that he thinks LeBron might be better than Michael. I'll play
Did
the clip
really?
Coming up. Hey, what do you think of that?
Wow.
Pretty sketchy.
That's a pretty heavy statement
right
there.
Well, he coached them both on the USA team.
I believe really what he said was, after watching Michael, he thought no question nobody could ever come close to being as good as Michael, his hands down. And after watching LeBron, he's just not so sure about that anymore. So LeBron's got a long way to go.
No doubt. What do you make of your schedule? What are some of the highlights? What are you excited about? You guys got an SEC opponent on there, I see. Talk to me about some of the highlights of the
I think when you first glance at it, I mean, we're at Ole Miss,
yep.
at Cincinnati, two very difficult games.
Mm-hmm.
Then also, Justin, when you think about any time at our level, at the mid-major level, when you can get more home games and road games, we're excited about that. That doesn't happen very often, and we're fortunate to be playing in an exempt tournament where we'll have UW-Milwaukee here, as you refer to as the Bucks.
Okay.
And we'll have Jacksonville coming in. And then we'll leave to play two games down in Puerto Vallarta over Thanksgiving.
Puerto Vallarta.
We'll play SMU in the first round down at Puerto Vallarta, and then we'll play either Missouri State or South Carolina.
Is that Thanksgiving weekend?
That is.
Oh, what a deal.
Where else
you guys go
you
down
guys
there and eat Puerto Vallarta and turkey?
At Puerto Vallarta and turkey.
Where else have you guys gone in the past couple of years?
What's that?
What other trips have you taken in the past few years?
Let's see. Went to Mobile recently.
Been to Hot
Springs. Been to Hot Springs every year. Had some good memories down there.
We went to Ruston.
Ruston's awesome.
Don't fall into his trap. Here's your time to shine, and you're going to let a loser take you down a toilet bowl with one flush?
No.
Come on, Coach. At least be a two-flush turd.
We've had some great trips. We really have.
But where'd you guys go last year? Seriously, it'd be the first time for a lot of these kids getting out of the country?
Yeah. Now, we have not taken a foreign trip in my 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is huge.
Yeah, I mean,
this is
the first time that we've gone on. And I know a lot of programs go on foreign trips.
Well, luckily, half your roster has passports. I mean,
that's right. We're in the process of getting the other half right now. It takes time.
Is Oklahoma a different country? Does your kid from Oklahoma have one?
He might
the Red
have
Express.
Okay. Tallahassee, Oklahoma is not a big metropolis.
No,
by
but
any stretch,
no. So but it's almost like a whole other world. So yeah, I mean, I would think you had to have a passport to come here. How many international places do you have? Three or more?
Ooh, let me think.
We've got South America. You got England.
We've got Mike, Will. Now we've got a young man from Canada coming in.
Chavez is
Kimmy Elsie coming.
Brazilian? No, what is? Yes.
No. Mike, he's. No, he is.
Yeah.
Look, I got the continent right. I mean, hey, you know, I've never been south of Panama myself, so that's as far as I go.
Hey, now, you talk about who we've got. We open up with Tennessee Martin on November the 9th, and then we go and play two road games at La Tech, and then play Ole Miss on November 16th, and then come back home for the exempt tournament right before Thanksgiving. But I'm excited about what we've got, Justin. We've got a good schedule. We've got a real young team coming this year. We won't have any seniors on this year's team. I say that. That's an inaccurate statement because we've got Ted Crass as our only senior.
My man, Ted.
On this team. And we'll have seven freshmen, one of which we redshirted. James White will be a redshirt freshman, six new first-year freshmen, and we'll have four sophomores and two juniors.
Okay, Coach. I got a couple of questions.
Here we go.
Fire away.
The question: if you could change one, and you just say whatever you want. This is more kind of information you can drop your deal in here because CBS Sports did a somewhat of a poll, and coaches gave anonymous answers, and I'll just give you the percentages. If you could change one rule in college basketball, what would it be? The first question: a shortened 24-second shot clock. 19% of the coaches they polled anonymously said 19% of them wanted the shortened 24-second shot clock.
I would not be for that.
For that, no.
I would not.
No transfer waivers required for players.
Shields is like, can we get a minute 24 shot clock? I'm into that.
No, it's not.
11% wanted no transfer waivers required for players.
Now, you're saying that there would be no waivers as far as...
That's why there's only 11% probably, right? You need a little bit of protection.
But yeah, you don't want... I'm not sure I'm understanding the question right, but you don't want just open transfer. The way
11% of the coaches that they polled wanted that.
Ooh, I don't think...
Sticky
I
situation. Think we don't want that. You got big problems.
Doesn't baseball have that? I think baseball
Do
has
they
it
really?
Where they've got a one-time transfer exception rule. I think. Jeez. I may be mistaken on that.
Pay players, 8% behind the pay players rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more and more I think about it, I can see how paying players would become such an impossible situation. Just for a lot of schools, you know, the level of it, how much.
The thing that I think you'd see is the bigger would get bigger and the smaller would get smaller.
And more off-season workouts with players. I know that's kind of changed over the couple of years.
I think we made advancements
big time.
In that area this year. I mean, when you think about it, especially with us having six new guys coming, and we had five of those freshmen here this summer, and to be able to go through and work with them 2 hours a week the way we used to could only do in the spring and fall. Now we were able to do that in the summer, and I think that's improvement. I don't think we need more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a long year. Yeah. I don't think you can wear your guys out, but I think that's a good rule for us to have.
Do you encourage your guys to play in the Dunbar and other summer leagues?
Well, they've got to be certified.
The league has to be,
realize. I mean, there's –
Is the Dunbar, they've had this certification at some point.
They always have. Now, I don't want to speak out of turn. Someone listening may know better than I do, but I know at one point this summer, early in the summer, when we checked for a couple of our guys, it wasn't at the time, but they may have gotten it certified after.
I love those leagues.
We got to take one more time out. We come back. We're going to talk about you had a staff change.
We did.
And you had a staff change at the house, too, so that's exciting. Steve is no longer running his household, so that's good.
Can we talk about that in depth?
Yeah, that's fine.
I want to know how you split up the home duties, because I'll tell you in the break how I split up mine. I think I'm getting hosed on this deal.
I don't want to hear it during the break. I want to hear it when we come back.
Yeah, live action, Coach. Yeah, Coach.
I mean, let's get Christy involved.
I'm afraid that she might hear.
Well.
You're right. She doesn't listen.
So be it.
Look, here's the deal, Coach. You need a free Cub Cadet utility vehicle, even if you are a big-time, successful Division I basketball coach. And they're giving one away at Geared Up, Central Arkansas's outdoor power equipment destination for sales, service, and parts. You know where it is, I-30 South, just off the county line exit, not far from campus, really. Great selection of Cub Cadet Zero Turns. You do your own lawn? She does the lawn, huh? Boy, you got a good deal on this one. You need to buy her a new mower then, at least. Cub Cadet offering smarter choices like lap bar or steering wheel control and four-wheel steering for more stability. Guess what I want for Father's Day?
A new mower.
One of these bad boys.